Pogo City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Redlund. We got a fun hour in store for you. Let's get started with Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. Right, that was Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band right there on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, so Andrew here, Sunday morning, waiting for the Giants to kick off. Just had a crazy rock and roll filled weekend. Four shows, two days. Now, the first one wasn't really a punk show. It was like this Christmas thing. Where the fuck was it? The Underground Arts. It's kind of this band that had like a Bruce Springsteen feel to them. But when they were done, we went down the street to the Tusk, caught up with the Stolen Wheelchairs over there. They played an awesome set. I drank a bunch of shots of tequila. It was a delightful time. Headed back to the Airbnb, and then I hit up Jason, who's on here from time to time again. Hostile City. Over there working with them guys. Hit him up and I was like, yo, what's up? What are you guys doing today? He was like, we're going to see fucking Bouncing Souls. He was like, but we're going to go get some food first. You want to meet up in South Street? Get some food. So we got our fucking grub on. And then Jason was able to squeeze us two tickets to the fucking Bouncing Souls show. So we went to the Bouncing Souls matinee yesterday. They played, it was the 30-year anniversary tour. They played a documentary about the band first, and then who played? It was the Barstool Preachers, the Bronx, Strike Anywhere, and who the fuck else played? Someone else played. I don't remember who. I'm sorry. It was a real fun time. I didn't do too much drinking there because we had to keep it together and make sure we got to the Misfits. But Bouncing Souls, it was a good time. That place was packed. You know, they sounded great. Sounded really good. They played songs from all the albums, especially with it being like a 30-year anniversary type deal. And they were just letting people shout out requests. So they were playing lots of the older stuff. It was a real fun time. Picked up a couple 7 inches, some stocking stuffers, and then made it to our second Airbnb. Met up with Devil John and them to go catch the Misfits. But why don't we tell you more about that after we listen to some Danzig era Misfits. Here they are with Hybrid Moments.
If you're gonna scream, scream with me. Well, it's not this game.
Misfits right there, High Bred Moments. They played that one last night. I loved it. So, let's get back to it. So we get back to the Airbnb, and it's a different Airbnb because there was a mistake, and we didn't have the same room twice, and I had a real quick at 2:30 in the morning find a place for later that day, and everything was sold out because the Misfits were playing, fucking Bouncing Souls were there, the Army-Navy game was going on, and Trump was attending the Army-Navy game. So everything was booked up. I finally found this place. We get there. It's fucking filthy. Like, okay, all right. It was by far, I'm pretty sure, the dirtiest place I ever, like, rented and walked in. And it was in, like, it was probably in the worst shape. I'm not saying I haven't slept at worse places. I'm just saying I never paid for anything this dirty before. And so we're in there, and I'm with, at this point, I'm with Rude Girl Jess, Sarah Bears, and Devil John. And they all used to be on the show regularly, but haven't been for a couple years now. But we're all there. And the girls are weird. They're like flipping out. They don't like the place. The place is cool. It's big. We're in Philly, you know. And it is kind of weird. And we're noticing how dirty it is. And there's like dishes in the sink. And the carpets obviously hadn't been vacuumed. Our boots were sticking to the linoleum floor. And fucking Jessica's like, I'm going to see what the upstairs look like. And she's like, there's other rooms up there. I'm like, yeah? And she's like, I think there's people staying in them. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't care. We got stuff to do. And we had this problem because the Misfits tickets, they couldn't scan them off your phones. I didn't realize this. Usually if you buy them online, they just scan them off your phones nowadays. But it said in the email that you had to have them print it. Luckily, we checked like an hour before we left, and we had to go run to Staples and jump on a computer at Staples, log into my email so we could print all the tickets. And then after we printed the tickets, while we were printing the tickets, Jess and Sarah call us. People are definitely staying here. They just ran in the house. They look mad pissed. Everybody was smoking pot. The two girls must have been reeking weed. But fuck it. And there's supposed to be no smoking in it at all, of course. And so I get back there, and there's even more people. There was several people staying at the house. And I say what's up to the dude. I take one look at him. I'm like, yo, you smoke? You know what I mean? So then we all made friends, you know, through the magical healing powers of marijuana. We all made friends. And then we did a bunch of shots of tequila. And then we headed over past the biggest porta potty in all of America, Lincoln Financial Field, and to attend a arena show for the Misfits at Wells Fargo Center. Now, if you've been listening to this show, you know that I've had tickets to Agnostic Front, and I love Agnostic Front. And I've had tickets to Agnostic Front, and I had tickets with them to see the Dropkick Murphys last year and Agnostic Front. And everybody was fucking smoking cigarettes out front, and we completely missed Agnostic Front set. So me and John don't smoke, and me and John were totally pumped to see Agnostic Front, and we were like, we cannot wait. We missed them last time. We're going to catch them this time. And we're going to take another quick break and give you guys some Agnostic Front. And the story will continue. Gotta go up next.
From the East Coast to the West Coast. Gotta go. True sounds of a revolution. Gotta go. In our hearts and in our souls. Gotta go. United we stand, divided we fall. Gotta go.
Agnostic Front. All right, now I was talking about how we missed them with the Dropkick Murphys, and everybody got to see them last night at the Wells Fargo Center, except for us.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Yes, for the second time, we had tickets to Agnostic Front, and we missed the entire fucking set. All right, so we're at the house doing tequila. Actually, I'm doing shots of tequila. Sarah's drinking rum, and fucking John and Rude Girl Jess are just, you know, hitting them up. Hitting them good old-fashioned reefers. And fucking, somehow they made us late. Me and Sarah are like, guys, we gotta go. Let's go. We gotta go. Let's go. We gotta go. Gotta go. All right, and fucking, we get there, and we get to our seats, and we're like, oh, shit, I see the green lights coming on, and I hear, like, the hum of bagpipes, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I was like, Dropkick's opening up the show, huh? I was like, fuck, okay, all right, good, maybe Agnostic Front will get some more time, and we're like, oh, shit, everybody, we're all talking, we're like, oh, we thought Agnostic would open, and then Dropkick would play, but then Dropkick ended, and I started seeing them throw the forklift out the giant fucking Misfits Halloween fucking from the record, the jack-o'-lanterns. And I'm like, why are they bringing on the pumpkins for Agnostic Front set? And then I'm looking at all the fucking amps and cabs, and I'm like, why is the Misfits logo on all the cabs? And then there's Misfits logos flying through the air and lights and shit. And me and John look at each other and go, well, I guess we missed Agnostic Front again. But yeah, Misfits, that was a fun fucking time. But yes, we were so psyched to see Agnostic Front too. I'm not even going to lie. But I kind of just breezed over the Dropkick Murphys there. Now, okay, now I got tickets for this show for free. And I know everyone's heard me talking about prices of these tickets being outrageous. But it seems that everyone agrees with me because them tickets sunk in price quite dramatically yesterday and the day before that. And I got to be honest, guys, I was there. That place was nowheres near sold out. Nowheres near sold out. I mean, while Dropkick was playing, I would say for the size of the room, it was dead. For the size of the room, it was dead. Now, there was still a couple thousand people, but there was a couple more thousand seats that were empty. And but when the Misfits came out, it filled out some more. But I was thinking about it. I mean, if they sell out Madison Square Garden, I mean, that's seriously, what is that, a fucking hour away? You know what I mean? Everybody who was going to go see a sellout, like, not too many people were going to that show twice. And I think that's kind of why. And also, the tickets are just too goddamn expensive. But being that I got them for free, I had a blast. Danzig sounds fucking amazing. I thought he sounded great. The only way I could tell what song they were playing was because of Danzig. Now, certain songs sounded a lot better than others, but there was a big issue with the sound. There's something going on with Doyle's fucking guitar. They needed like a noise gate or something. I'm sorry, though. Like, I understand. I go to real punk rock shows, and they'll be on the floor or on a small show stage, and there'll be plenty of feedback. But when you're selling tickets at the Wells Fargo Center and beers are $14, if I'm paying, which I wasn't, but other people are who went there, if you're paying this much money, you're acting like you're some rock star shit, so it needs to be some rock star shit then. You know what I mean? They say you get what you pay for. Motherfuckers pay $200 to hear Doyle's guitar feedback all night. Every time there was a break in the middle of a song, every time there was a rest or he would stop to punch his guitar every 20 seconds, it was, you couldn't even make out what the song was. Danzig sounded great. Jerry, they had great stage presence, running all around, smashing the basses, doing all that. You know, it was a good time. Dave Lombardo sounded great. That's another thing I don't get, though, right? Like, they get Dave Lombardo to play drums because, like, he's like a world-renowned, you know, drummer, you know, slayer. Like, come on, they do arena fucking tours, and that drumming is pretty complex. The Misfits aren't, though. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't understand why they have all this firepower at the drums And then, you know, most of the songs, it's like something I could play. So it is funny because you think of Dave Lombardo as like a metal version of like Neil Peart with these like fucking fills. And like the Misfits just don't have that. But anyway, so it's weird. It's weird. Everybody says that. A punk show at an arena show. A punk show at an arena is always going to be weird. But I had a great time. And some of the songs sounded really good. They got to clean up the sound at that place, though. That was atrocious. And, it was fun. It was fun. I had a good fucking time. Then we went back to that Airbnb, took a couple shots, smoked a couple bowls, woke my ass up the next morning, and here I sit. I did jump in the shower first and play with myself. But... why don't the Dropkick Murphys, you know, it was the Dropkick Murphys. My comments on that would be Al Barr needs to actually sing in the band. Okay. I can't even think of the other guy's name. Al Barr sings no songs. I remember hanging out with Tim from Blanks and the Stabs and all that, and fucking he was like, does the other guy even sing anymore? I was like, you mean Al? I was like, he sings lots of songs. Saw him live recently. Dude, he just sings backups and runs around the stage. All they play is the super Irish shit. I don't get it. And on the screen behind him, it said Massachusetts punk rock as they were playing that song from The Departed. And I'm like, you should be playing The Gauntlet if it says Massachusetts punk rock behind you. You should be playing fucking Barroom Heroes or what were some of the other ones off the first album that I can't even think of. But we're going to do a twofer from the Dropkick Murphys because I want to hear The Gauntlet and then I want to jump on and hear the fucking song with the original singer. Goddamn. All right. Hold on. Hold on, everyone. Hold your horses. We are going to get to the Dropkick Murphys and the first one coming off, Sing Loud, Sing Proud. Now, this was one of the first songs I think I ever heard by them. It was on one of the Punk-O-Rama compilations. And when I was younger, I definitely listened to them. I would not say that I listened to them today. But The Gauntlet was on there. And this shit was fucking amazing. And it is my all-time favorite Dropkick song. I love the music. I love the lyrics. I love the video. And here it is. And oh, by the way, they did not play this. Here's Dropkick Murphys' The Gauntlet. Another time to be repaired. dropkick right there with the Gauntlet. Now we're going to do a twofer. This is coming off the first album, 1998, Do or Die. Here's the track, Never Alone. All right, that was the Dropkick Murphys coming off their first album, Do or Die. That was the track, Never Alone. Now, we are live on the Podbean app, and we could take some calls. And I see we have a guest call in. Now, let's see if I can do this without fucking it up. We have Cashel. Cashel, how the fuck are you doing?
Hi, Andrew.
Andrew!
Oh, shit, I can't hear you. What's up, dude? Are you there?
I'm talking to Andrew.
I got you now. Now we got you. Now we got you. So what's up, man? Calling in, listening to the show. What do you want to say?
The fuck?
We're moving. I'm helping Thomas move.
So you decided to call into Pogo to tell us you're helping Thomas move?
We're in the U-Haul.
Supporting you.
Yeah.
Working class punks. Working class punks. That's right. Moving you. That's right. Good job, Cashel. You got to help out the scene and help them move. What?
Are you going to the show on Friday?
Which show?
The Houston show at the mall.
At the mall? I guess. Yeah, I'll probably be there, yeah. Yes, I know what you want me to do. I get it. I follow. All right, so let's give them – why don't you plug the Houston show since I don't really remember what's going on. So do Houston a solid.
Yeah, I'll plug it.
Okay.
Houston, 6th year anniversary, and Will, our favorite drummer's last show live at Phillipsburg Mall on Friday.
There you go. What time?
6.
6. All right. So come early. Stick around for the whole goddamn time. Go say hi to Ann, Cashel, and Thomas. And, you know, I would say buy me a drink, but I don't think there'll be any drinks there. So buy me something. Yes. Yes. Buy me some free pizza. That's what I want. Okay. Buy me some free pizza. Yes. Okay. So 6 o'clock, Peaberg Mall. And it's at, what's the place called? Yeah, but what's the record store called? What's the record store called? Spin Me Round. That's what I was going to say. Yes, it's in Spin Me Round. They're real cool, and they let us pass out stickers there and shit. So we like them a lot. But we're going to say bye to the callers, and we're going to get on the Addicts up next with I am very unprepared. Very unprepared. Thank you. At least I didn't hang up on them yet. I don't want to play Beaver with Love Revolution. I don't want to play Joker in the Pack. What are we going to play? Angel? Nah, Love Sucks. I don't know. I don't know. What should I play? We're going to play G-I-R-L. All right. Catch you guys later on the phone. Here's the Addicts. Right, that was the Addicts right there. Sorry if you, I sound like I'm from Canada. Sorry if you heard me coughing in the background. I forgot to mute the mics, but there wasn't anybody up here, so there wasn't anything too juicy said. Now, like I said, I started off the day yesterday with the second day in our double day, double feature weekend in Philadelphia. We saw the Bouncing Souls 30-year anniversary. I had a great time. I did. They sounded great. It's not like I know all the words to all the Bouncing Souls songs, but they have, I like a lot of the earlier Bouncing Souls, like the first album and the second album. And then I like Hopeless Romantic, of course, like the track, not the whole album. I like Olay, of course. And yeah, it was a good time. And we're going to play Olay up next, coming off Hopeless Romantic, Bouncing Souls. Happy 30th birthday.
Olay! Bouncing souls, so one can beat us. find a proper fit. It's just summers, get on out. Up we go to kick it about. Win or lose, we're having fun. We won't quit until we're done. We got heart when we play. Take you on a hey day. Get on out. Off we go, kick it about. Win or lose, we're having fun. We won't quit until we're done. We got heart when we play. Take you on any day.
Bouncing Souls. Now, I'm gonna do a twofer from the Bouncing Souls because, you know, we did a lot of things in tubes this weekend. So here is Neurotic.
All right.
The first time I ever went to a Philadelphia punk rock flea market, I was in eighth grade, and I bought the 7-inch with that on it, which is their first 7-inch. It also had "I Like Your Mom and It's No Fad," "I Want to Marry Her and Be Your Dad." It had that one too, which of course I'd rather enjoy. But while we were at the Misfits show, of course, you know the motherfuckers from the Despised were there. So I bumped in to Mike and I was talking to him. I know Jess, LCJ, she just ordered one of the new 7-inches, and I'm going to order mine right now while this fucking song plays, and you should do the same fucking thing. So go to Despised New Jersey, despisednj.bandcamp.com, and go order this shit, or just go to the Bandcamp app or website and type in Despised NJ. Get the new 7-inch, limited quantities. So here's Born Rejected. NJ, like I said, go over to Bandcamp and get the vinyl of that track right there. I am literally on the Bandcamp app as we speak, filling out my order, being that I was doing that. See, actually what I did was I did it the stupid way because I'm an idiot, and I like put it into a URL, and then like while the song was playing, but then it like wanted my credit card information, and I was like, God damn it, I need to do this from my phone because all my fucking... my cards are in my phone, and the song's going to end, and shit, I'm not going to have anything to play. And then the song ended, and here we are. So let's see. What should we play up next? I don't know. Let's see. Well, we did do the Punk Beach Bash with the guys in Despised NJ. Fucking Poor Man Inc. putting that on. So why don't we get to one of the bands that played that show? Here's Huge. Sun on My Back, featuring Russ from Underdog. We'll be right back. All right, that was huge with Sun on My Back coming out of NYC. Now, yes, I literally successfully ordered from Poor Man Inc. Records, Born Rejected, and Dead by Dawn Limited 7-inch. There was 8. I bought one. Now there's only 7. Are you going to get one? All right, we're going to stick with some NYC bands. Here's 45 Adapters with Who We Kidding. All right, the 45 Adapters, twofer, Fred Perry Fanatic, bitches.
Baby, and I don't care who knows. Burn every time.
All right, that was the 45 adapters right there. We're going to be getting out of here in a few minutes. I got to fucking watch the Giants. Yeah, I got to watch the Giants play Miami. So, yes, Giants and Miami. That'll be a great fucking game. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, I'm going to go watch that piece of shit, that dumpster fire, and I'm going to have to fucking lay down. I got to lay my ass down. That's what the fuck I'm going to do. I say I'm going to watch the Giants game. I'm gonna smoke weed and be half conscious during the Giants game. That's actually what I'm going to do. Smoke weed and cry and watch the Giants. That's what I'll do. But fucking A, goddamn. We're going to be on here for, I don't know, another 8-9 minutes. Another 8-9 minutes. We'll take it right up to 1 o'clock. I started a couple minutes late. Had some difficulties.
I may have f***ed up here.
Difficulties with that little sampler right there. And I refuse to do a show without it. I refuse to do a show without it. I will quit, goddammit. I will quit.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking?
All right, here's the fucking business on Pogo City Radio, Suburban Rebels. Shit, I wasn't paying attention there. I got stuck on Facebook. Fucking Renee's housewarming party was this weekend, and I couldn't go for obvious reasons. But yeah, everybody else was there, and it seems like a fucking blast. And I was looking at the pictures on Mike's Facebook, hearting the ones with the Pogo crew in them, of course. But yeah, good times. Wish I was there for that, but. Okay, we are going to leave soon. I feel like we will play two more songs. How's that sound? Before we play two more sounds, got to remind, songs, not sounds. We're going to play lots of sounds.
I may have f***ed up here.
Lots of sounds, but only two songs. Before we do that, we're going to remind you to go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Go give that shit a like. Go give it a motherfucking follow. You know what I'm saying? Come tell us what's up. Send us your band's demo. Maybe we'll play it. You never know.
I am rock and roll.
But yeah. I feel like we're due. I don't know. In the new year. I feel like we're due for one of those shows. In the new year, we'll do it. We'll do it, god damn it. But yeah, go over to Facebook, go over to Instagram at Pogo City Radio. Always cool shit up there. Find some cool videos on YouTube. Guess what you should type in? Pogo City motherfucking radio, god damn it. That's right.
Pogo
Now, we opened up the show with the Stabs, Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the Sex, Drugs, and Alcohol Band. You guys can catch us at We Are the Punks 3 with the Ejected, the Erections, Blank 77, Who Killed Spiky Motherfucking Jacket, and a bunch of others, February 28th, 29th, and March 1st, West Palm Beach, Florida. Get tickets at eventbrite.com. Also, you can go to the Stabs, the SDABS.bandcamp.com, and pick up some Stabs merch. You can get the Knock 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 shirts and a bunch of stickers with those booby stickers that Andrew just couldn't stop making for a while. And also you can get the Pogo City Radio pins there, stickers, magnets. But if you see me in person, I probably just have some and just ask for them. I shouldn't tell you that because then you won't buy them. But I don't really give a shit. I just want you to wear them and then worship us. I want you to wear them and then worship us. Worship us, God damn it. You know what? I changed my mind because I'm telling you how, like, one day you'll be praying to me. I feel like we have to play the Germs. I feel like we have to play the Germs, and we're going to play some Lexicon Devil. And I know I told you I was going to give you two songs, but you can suck a dick. I'm sorry, but you can suck a dick. And I have to find the correct version of Lexicon Devil because I don't want some random atrocious recording from LA in some basement in 1980 or whatever. I don't fucking know. Here is Lexicon. God damn it, that's a live version too. Can I get a real track, people? Here's Lexicon Devil, the Germs. Ah, fuck it, I'll give you one more after this one. I mean, you guys can all kiss my ass.
Party's over.